So, Christopher, turn it over to you.
Thank you to Derek and to Milton and Syracuse University for the invitation. I appreciate it. My name is Chris Bohm. I work for MTI, half of the past 5 years. And MTI's particular role in the development of internet governance organizations goes back a long way to not only to its inception, but also its involvement in the organizations and processes that created ICANN in 1998. Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. Over a year ago, when we were talking about the rigging processes and when we were having an ICT global forum that was in early in 04, we were looking at rigging and thinking that was a possible task for Marcus and Group of 40 perhaps to undertake. And now a year later, we have to say that there's been an incredible amount of work and some incredible outcomes, and Marcus and the Group of 40 is a little bit commended for what they did. And it's in view of that, it's also remarkable to see him here today looking extremely fit, given everything that's happened over the past year. When I thought about today and what I wanted to get across, I think what I'll do is I'll focus on some of the comments you'll probably be seeing in the next few days to week from several key business organizations that will be commenting on the report. And I'll focus on a few things. First, with the perception of unilateral control, also with the forum function discussed in the RIGI report, some of the key policy issues that were identified, also the individual models themselves, and also some healthy outcomes as well. And the key among the report's pronouncements were to affirm that a stable and secure internet is the goal. And I don't think any of us could disagree with that. And it was healthy and key that the report itself focused on that throughout. And also the truism that all organizations involved in internet governance now and going forward can do better and more. I think we know that, we recognize that. And ICANN and all of its other organizations that are in the internet governance sphere need greater participation and need greater focus. And if the RIGI report and the processes that are now being undertaken at LISIS can indeed encourage both broader participation globally in internet governance organizations and capacity building of outcomes, these outcomes alone would be perhaps even worth the effort if those two issues can be advanced, both global participation and capacity building at the national level. And I think also key among the report's pronouncements was acknowledgement that it's, although its work on technical administrative functions of the internet is key, ICANN itself does not equate to internet governance. And I think acknowledgement of that in the report was fundamental. We talk a little bit about the focus on the U.S. government and, for lack of a better term, the discontent with the perception of unilateral control. I think in some respects, many of us would agree that this detracts from the good work and the positive outcomes of the report, in that U.S. government stewardship, and in the paper that it put out, I think it characterizes probably as stewardship, of the contractual obligations and root zone file system function can kind of be characterized as unilateral control. And many of us feel that the commitment to ongoing dialogue and ongoing discussion as to the future of that operation indicates that this is not a system where there is simply unilateral control without dialogue. Further, and I've certainly not had the history that many of the people, many of the speakers with me here today have had on these issues. I've been engaged in internet governance issues for about 8 years. But I think perceptions come and go over the years. And advocating change necessarily for change's sake, and particularly when it's based upon perception, in this case, perception of unilateral control, does not necessarily equate to stability and security for a global medium that is so important to our world economy. And I think that's a fundamental point. When or if the U.S. government does decide to cede its authority in this regard, as dialogue do continue, I'm not certain necessarily that such a change would ultimately impact perceptions. And I don't think we necessarily should be focusing on perceptions. But again, as the court rightly pointed out, focusing on what is best for the security and stability of the medium. And at the moment, that security and stability is being maintained, and is being maintained well. And as discussions continue, perhaps there will be an avenue for change in the future. I'll talk a little bit about creation of a general all-purpose forum for internet governance. I think many of us would agree it's worthy as a concept, particularly if it would increase participation in internet governance functions from those who don't necessarily participate now or participate sparingly. But in many ways, it would probably detract from that goal, and I'll tell you why. One, as the court rightly pointed out, the internet itself is decentralized. Just before the UN ICT Global Forum in February of last year, the ICC produced a roadmap of organizations that participate in internet governance. It's a very detailed roadmap. And if the report itself had undergone a critical examination and review of processes and procedures of these organizations, perhaps we'd be on better footing to say that a global forum is necessary. But at the moment, I think many feel that it would draw resources and time away from these organizations that are working on the individual issues that are so important to governance right now. The WGID process itself has been a marvelous success, and I've attended a lot of the meetings and flown around to do that. But one of the things my colleagues typically ask me when I say I'm going off to an internet governance meeting over the past year or so has been, when are we going to have you back working on the key issues that you do from day to day? Which in my case happens to be privacy and data protection. So it has a very real effect to have these very large global overarching organizations that address internet governance issues and take our time away from key specific policy issues that the report also pointed out. What may be a healthy outcome of the forum concept is to create issue-specific and time-limited fora to address key issues that are identified in the report. Issues like spam, cybercrime and security, multilingualism, and also the promotion of competitive regulatory structures for investment and interconnect rate reduction. And one of the things that one of my colleagues pointed out to me is that if you look through the report, it's interesting to note that the word market or marketplace only occurs twice in the entire report. And in many ways, the promotion of interconnection rate reduction, promotion of increased investment in infrastructure needs to be facilitated at the national level by regulatory processes and procedures that create a pro-competitive market. The OECD has done a lot of work in this area. The APEC group of countries have done a lot of work on privacy best practices. And perhaps issue and time-limited focus fora on issues like this would help to coordinate these best practices and coordinate dialogue on them. These targeted fora would likely find that on many of these issues, unified approaches would neither be warranted nor necessarily helpful. National and regional issues and cultural issues will continue to shape issues like privacy and anti-spam enforcement, as they should. But greater participation and coordination on best practices in these areas could perhaps be a worthwhile goal. And to summarize, in talking very briefly about the models that were presented, the report itself focuses on the fact that right now we want to pursue, of course, the stability and security of the Internet. And the Internet is working, and the Internet should continue to be run by multi-stakeholder participation. Yet three out of four of the models presented focus on government review and government oversight of Internet governance function. With respect to the models, perhaps number two is closest in that it recognizes existing roles, particularly for ICANN. I have 1 minute left. Almost feels like a color argument. It recognizes the role of ICANN and other organizations as ongoing and also self-fixing in many ways. And perhaps if we were to mold that model into advocating issue-specific and time-limited fora, a little closer to the right track. But from an industry perspective, it's easy to see that Model 2 is perhaps the only one that's closest to something that could be considered reasonable in a multi-stakeholder and in a governance environment. Thank you very much. time, and I look forward to the dialogue.
Thank you very much, and again, lots of applause from your virtual audience. And it was also a couple of comments about the level of expertise that one